If you go into any family, there are customs, there are traditions, they have ways of doing things. Some eat at the table together every night. Some go to the local diner every Christmas Eve, and they've done so for the past 20 years. If you go to some parts of the world, in certain communities, they have their own traditions and customs. Certain African traditions require the man to pay a dowry payment to the family of the bride before marriage. In certain Jewish communities, they have a coming-of-age ceremony, a bat mitzvah. All across the world, people from all kinds of walks of life all have their own traditions and customs. But there is a man in the Bible who had a very interesting custom that he follows. And this man is known for other things, and I'll tell you his name in a moment, but this man had a custom that constantly brought him closer to God, a custom that drove his heart toward the Lord. And I believe it was his custom, what he did on a regular basis, it was this that caused him to experience the power of God in his life. The man I'm talking about is Daniel. And yes, we all know Daniel because he was delivered from the lion's den, but I want to highlight a different side to Daniel that you may never have paid attention to. The Bible in Daniel 6, verse 10 says, "Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home. And in his upper room, with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees three times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days." Daniel's custom was prayer. Daniel's habit was prayer. And I want you to notice that he prayed in secret. His relationship with God was sacred to him. It wasn't for public display so that people would say he is holy. No. It wasn't for people to see. But Daniel went home, to his room, to his prayer closet, and got on his knees, and it was just him and the Lord. Now, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 5 to 6, "And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." Saints of God, I encourage you to find a quiet place to pray that is your own. Find a prayer closet. Find a quiet place where you can be alone with the Lord. A place to meet with your Heavenly Father in secret, away from the constant notifications of a cell phone, away from the endless chatter of the television, and away from the interruptions of friends and family members. The Bible says, "When you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." I believe that the Bible tells us to pray in this manner because we need to respect our time with God. We need to give Him His due reverence. Our prayer time ought to be sacred. We need to give God honor by shutting off the world and focusing purely on Him. I changed my own prayer life by treating it as a divine appointment with the Lord. No interruptions, no distractions, just time alone with Jesus. So here's what I'd like to encourage you to do after finding a quiet place to pray. Begin by repenting. Begin by confessing your sins and asking for the Lord to have mercy on you, because none of us are perfect. As humans, we sin knowingly and sometimes unknowingly, so be mindful of that. And then move to ask the Lord to show you if there's anything in your heart, in your life, that is hindering your walk with Him. Pray from Psalm 139, verse 23 to 24, which says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Jesus spoke of a precious promise belonging to those who have a pure heart in Matthew 5, verse 8, which says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Don't you desire to see God? Don't you desire to see His hand move and work in your life? Don't you desire to see His goodness, His protection and favor all at work in your life? So I encourage you to begin treating your prayer time as a divine appointment with the Lord. My prayer today, Lord, is that I may be conscious and sensitive about giving You my full, undivided attention. My prayer today is that God would help me to find a place far away from the distractions of this world so that I can be fully immersed in His love and in His presence. And for every believer listening, I encourage you to follow Daniel's example. Make prayer a daily, habitual practice. Get on your knees often. Lock yourself in a room with God often. Be in His presence often. And the Lord will surely work wonders in your life.
Guard your heart, saints. It's crucial. All too often, we're concerned about things that don't benefit our heart or our soul. When instead, we should be committed to say, Jesus, You can have my heart. And for Jesus Christ to truly have your heart, you have to know that You're the gatekeeper to your heart. You can usher in the godly, and you can usher in the ungodly. You can allow things that will renew your mind and transform your mind to the Lord's standard, or you can allow things that pollute your mind to enter your heart. When it comes to what you listen to, you and I need to learn to listen with filters. Learn to be discerning when it comes to your ears, because the effects of what you listen to run deep into your heart. Once again, Proverbs 4, verse 23. It says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life.
I love the fact that David had such a willingness and a desire to say, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. This is the mark of a believer who is determined to live righteously before the Lord. Lamentations 3, verse 40 says, let us test and examine our ways and return to the Lord. The Bible calls for us to examine ourselves, that we may become more and more like Christ and less like the world. We are to scrutinize ourselves, to investigate our actions, and to assess our intentions. Are you doing what you do for the glory of God? Or are you performing for self-exaltation? 1 Corinthians 11, verse 28 says, let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. So I encourage you to be obedient to this and examine what you tolerate in your life. Be critical about what you give room to.
Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on pristine exterior paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money.